Welcome to Haphazard Adventures. You're going to hear us call this show White to See Our Radio multiple times because that's what the show used to be called. We started the show back in 2009 and then we brought it back in 2016 with the same name. And then after about 43 episodes, we rebranded it to be Haphazard Adventures because it just made more sense. And I ended up taking the name White to See Our Radio and repurposing it as for a podcast where I basically talk to myself. So White to See Our Radio is still a thing, but it's very different. And this show is Haphazard Adventures. So sit back, listen, and enjoy Haphazard Adventures. Welcome back to another reappeared Haphazard Adventures. I am John, and as always, I'm going to be cutting through an old episode. This is old episode 24 from 2010. We had Amy Letts from the webcomic Epic Fail talk about her webcomic, Epic Fail, and some music, and just had a really grand old time. And Kaylee joins us again in this one, and it's a lot of fun, so let's go ahead and get into it. Well, hello there, and welcome to Y2CL Radio episode 24. Tonight we got returning to her wonderful mantle, my wife, Miss Kaylee.
I'm back!
But she said she's not going to stay long because she's going to wuss out on us, but I'm going to make her stay.
Yeah, or I'm going to make you go.
No, no, we're going to finish. You're going to finish a full episode.
I will finish a full episode. It better not take 5 bajillion hours.
Well, it's 9:47 p.m. our time, and I expect us to be done by midnight, so...
If you're curious, the song you're hearing behind this is a cross I did. So I used to have a thing called Dogface, but I talked about it over on Watch's Radio, the new one that I do. Well, the episode's not out yet, but it comes out soon. But on the Dogface Boy episode, but I used to do this thing where I'd take songs and I'd mash them up, or I'd make music on it. But this one, I took one of songs that Amy gave us from Sam Letts called, a song called Room of Angel, and mixed it with a song from Ninja Gaiden called Metal Haunt, and came up with Metal Hair. So that was all it was.
Midnight. I expect this to be done by 11.
We'll see.
10:30.
10:30. How about just 10?
Okay.
Got 17 minutes to bust this one out.
Or 13, whatever.
That works too. We'll just put a lot of songs in. A song every 2 minutes.
It's kind of funny because there actually are a lot of songs this one because I'm able to keep them in because they're provided by Amy and not taken off the internet. So, you know, yay.
2 minutes talking, 5 minutes song. 2 minutes talking. No?
No.
Okay.
You fail. And speaking of failures, we have an epic fail.
Yes!
We do. We have Amy Letts from Epic Fail joining us from across the pond.
Actually,
since we're on the west coast of America, wouldn't that be across the world? Because the pond's on the other side of the country.
The pond is.
Because on our side, it's not a pond. It's like a giant fucking ocean.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we could clarify. Where are you at?
Oxford, United Kingdom.
There you go.
That's England for you dumb Americans.
Yeah.
or Britain, or Great Britain.
Every time we talk to anybody on that side of the world, we just sound dumb.
We are dumb Americans. And we talked to a lot of people from Europe.
And every time we talk about how we're dumb Americans, and I'm always like, they sound so cute.
Yeah, I was telling Kelly earlier that when we were doing sound checks that you used the word blimey and it made me laugh.
Blimey.
Yeah. not that it's like, I don't know, it just, you see it, you hear it in movies, you see it and whatever, and you never expect to actually hear it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
God, we were freaking dorks. We still are, but God, we're dorks.
Again, that's the dumb American in me coming out.
No, yeah. It's just the language differences. I don't necessarily understand everything you guys say.
Fascism, my nizzle.
Don't talk gangster. Speaking of gangster people, it's so frustrating when you don't understand what they're saying. And I'm pretty upset because we all went to the same school. Well, ish. Same curriculum. And I can speak English. Why can't they?
I thought it was funny today at work. I had a caller call in. His name was Doctor. I can't give his name out, but he was a doctor. Like, it was his doctor's clinic, and he was the main doctor. Mm-hmm. And he answered the phone, and I asked him what his problem was. And he's like, "Yo, man, my bill's all fucked up, dude. What the hell are you gonna do about this shit, man?"
That was the doctor.
Yeah, I was like, "How did you get your doctor talking like that? Isn't English a part of that?"
All right, it's a lot to unpack here. Yes, English is a part of that, but not necessarily the way people talk. The way you talk in your personal life has nothing to do with your education. I don't know. There's a lot of that whole thing. Right? I have to listen to it again. I'm like, I mean, while it's funny and I get what I was trying to say back then and what Kaylee's trying to say back then, it's kind of wrong. Because you talk with fascism and nizzle doesn't mean you're not smart. You know, I don't know. I guess I've grown in the last 10, 15 years. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I usually teach you, like, communication skills.
Yeah, like that's pretty bad communication skills right there. Right now, I always want to go, you know what? Pay your bill.
That's actually part of my, like, regular day job. I do that. Teach doctors communication skills. Well, student doctors.
You should call this guy up, and although it might be long distance because he's in, like, Alabama or something, but...
That's it. He's in Alabama. They're in a whole different separate country by themselves.
Yeah.
Baby, she shouldn't make fun of black people on our show.
Remember, we have black friends.
She's not really making fun of black people. She's making fun of people from Alabama. You know, like Casey from Spoiler Country, our good buddy from Alabama. You know, different educational system down there. It's all good. I mean, I can't talk either way, so I shouldn't talk.
Okay, name one.
John.
John, Arts of John?
Yeah.
He's only technically black because his skin is dark. He's actually Sicilian.
I still don't know if that's true or not. He told me that story one time, but I think he was just fucking with me. He told me that he was like, there's, I don't know, I'm pretty sure he's African-American completely, and it was just a bullshit story he told me to, and it totally worked for me for years. Thanks, John.
Whatever.
He just looks black.
And I talked to Carly's boyfriend. Hold on, Trey. Carly will be right there.
Just because you talk 2 seconds to somebody on a phone at work does not make you friends with them.
Also, I want to apologize for all the breaths you're hearing here. I'm trying to cut out as many as I can as I do this re-edit here. But Kaylee had a bad habit of going, of breathing out of her nose. I'm not going to do it because it'll do it on the mic again. But breathing out of her nose and hitting the mic back in the day. She still does it nowadays when we do podcasts. But, you know, I'm doing my best to kind of cut those down because they're kind of obnoxious. But the ones you're hearing are the ones that I just couldn't get out.
I used to know lots of black people. And then I started hanging out with you, you racist white bastard.
I can't help it. I just don't. I've only ever known like 2 black people my whole life.
That is not true.
That's because we're.
And one of them I called Blackie, and he didn't like. And all of a sudden, he stopped being friends. I don't know.
That is a partial true story. I did have a drummer in a band that his name was Kyle. We had a guitar player named Kyle. One of them was a white dude. One of them was a black dude. And we called the black Kyle Blackie because I don't know. We were dumbass teenagers, but it was all in good fun. And you know, he was part of the joke too. I guess I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe he hated it. I don't know. I never asked him, but. We actually are still friends, you know, on Facebook at least.
Whatever.
We nicknamed him Blackie.
We really don't have a lot of black people here. Like, instead of, like, the South, we have, like, a ton.
No, where we're at is populated with mostly Asians. And then if you go into Middle Eastern of Washington State, you have Mexicans.
That is still true. I mean, I don't know why that would change in the last 10 years, but it's still true.
Yeah, we have lots of... multicultural societies going on here.
Yeah, but they still sound cute.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about you were talking about earlier. God, this is becoming like a hate fest, but still. you talking earlier about how, you know, they went to the same schools. Why can't they talk like us? You speak American, they should speak American. Mm-hmm. You ever see a black guy from England talk like that? No.
All right, well.
We have our strange regional accents,
though. You do. You get the Cockney accent.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
All those weird ones, nobody understands, not even them.
What? I don't even know what we're talking about.
Have you ever seen, the movie Snatch, Kaylee?
No.
Oh. Well, Brad Pitt plays a character in there that has an accent that it's like you can't understand it unless you really pay attention. And even then, it's hard. Honestly, he does a good job in that accent, though. From my point of view, but I'm an American.
Why don't we interview Amy a little bit?
Why don't we hear a song first?
Wow, you are like, yeah. We have 8 minutes left now, buddy.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like, you know, it's the intro. We shouldn't go right into the interview on the intro. We should go to a song first and come back fresh from a song.
Oh, so we're going to do our hate fest and then a song.
Yeah, hopefully the song's full of hate too.
Okay.
What song are you playing, Amy?
Treasure.
Playing Treasure. And who's it by?
Yeah. By my sister, Sam Letts.
All right, here we go. This is Treasure from Sam Letts.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. There is a ship, and she stands within the harbor. As fine a ship as ever you might see. she sailed upon, and across the lonely ocean. She sailed upon every stormy sea. Why have silver when we came for gold? The night is young and I want somebody to hold. You are beautiful, if I may make so bold. When you have silver, why wait for gold? Make me an offer, I can't refuse. Let us make way, just us two. This is my song, and I give it to you. If I had the choice, you'd be who I choose. Why have silver when we came for gold? The night is young and I want somebody to hold. You are beautiful, if I may make so bold. When you have silver, why wait for gold? There is a ship, and she stands within the harbor. Would you taste the freedom of the sea? For you are bold, and I am branded. Would you choose a life with me? Why have silver when we came for gold? The night is young and I want somebody to hold. You are beautiful, if I may make so bold. When you have silver, why wait for gold? Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Are we back?
We're back. You welcomed us back.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We like that song. And we, is there a place that they could get your sister's music? Sam?
MySpace.com/SamLetz.
Or yes. Facebook.
No, but if you go to MySpace.com/SamLetz, it has the music on there.
That place you actually pay for it.
Yes, and there'll be a link in the show's posting.
Yeah. Too.
And I just looked. You can actually still go to MySpace.com/SamLetz, SamLetts, and see all the music that is up there.
Do it.
You like that.
Yes, yes. No, I like that song a lot. That was the first one I heard when you sent me the links. And at first, I was expecting. I clicked the link before I read both the names you sent me for your sister and your dad. And I was like, I thought I was clicking Sam Letts, you know, your dad. And I was like, huh, he's a very effeminate looking dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then the song started.
Great falsetto.
Yes. And then he started singing. I was like, ah, that does not sound like a dude. Oh, this is her sister. Okay.
You're an idiot.
Then I feel like a jackass.
You are a jackass.
So I have a question for you. First one of the night.
Go on.
Why the name Epic Fail?
Because it's based on a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Fun side fact, I never played D&D, really. I've played a little bit of it, but not a lot. But for Spoiler Country with Kaylee and with Kenrick, or Kaylee from this show and Kenrick from Spoiler Country, we're working on putting together a D&D campaign to either record it with video for your YouTube channel or just do it on the show for fun, doing like a once a week or once a month kind of epic campaign thing there. So it'll be a lot of fun. So look forward to that, hopefully, if we ever actually do it.
That's been running for something like a decade. And because it's been running so long, we started referring to it as the Epic Campaign. And Epic Fails, like, you know, used quite a lot, such as when you roll a 1 and fail a dex check or something like that. So that would be an Epic Fail. So, and I thought if I called it that, then I wouldn't take it too seriously.
It's good. It's good enough to take things seriously.
Yeah.
I like the name. I like the URL you have better.
I like it too.
Comicofepicfail.com is awesome.
I just checked that URL is still active and Epic Fail is still going on to this day. So there's new posts coming out. The most recent one was on February 4th. So go to comicofepicfail.com and check it out.
That is clever. I think we've even had a conversation about this.
We have. We've talked about it on the show a couple of times.
Oh, really?
And I always meant to tell you, but I always forgot about it because we talk about it whenever you bring up comics or website links. I was like, yeah, but Comic of Epic Fail is still my favorite.
Yay! I feel special now.
You should.
I'm validated.
Validated.
Yes.
We don't validate parking here, though. Sorry.
Oh.
They don't need parking. They have great public transportation.
I have a bike.
A bike.
And they have a lot of stabbings.
Because there's no guns.
That's what they tell us. Oxford is the murder capital of the country, thanks to Colin Dexter.
Yeah, but your country is like the size of one of our states, so it's not that big.
Yeah.
I mean,
I always forget that.
I mean, really, your country would fit inside Washington. Mm-hmm. Maybe some Oregon too.
All those people crowded together, something's got to snap.
Yeah. Eventually you're going to get too many people and it's just going to sink the island.
Yeah.
Become more waterfront property. God. Why is it every time, I'm sorry, every time someone comes on the show, if they're from anywhere, I always end up bashing where they're from or what they are.
That's because I'm an asshole. At least I was back then. And I found it humorous to make fun of people and where they're from and what they are. And also make fun of myself and everything that I do and that I am. It's pretty much just make fun of everything all the time. I mean, I still do, but I have a little bit more class and tact behind what I do today, I think. I hope at least. Probably not.
Well, that's okay. We bash the shit we're from and...
Yeah, I suppose. Like when Joe Garcia was on last time, I just basically made fun of him for being a Mexican the whole time.
I mean, I didn't really. I did for a little tiny bit, but I also did in the comics made them back then. But I didn't really make fun of him. We talked mostly about a lot of politics and Native Americans and Avatar. Yeah, so whatever.
I felt bad.
It's funny.
Of course, we're just totally making fun of it, or not making fun of it, but we're totally, you know, putting the final nail in the coffin that Americans are just racist assholes.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you know what? If you have,
we're really not. We really do love everybody.
If you have to serve a purpose,
you just appreciate that, you know, people are different and don't conform to racial stereotypes.
We just point out that they're different and make fun of them for it.
Yeah,
right.
But we would expect somebody to do the same thing to us. We can handle it.
Yeah,
but stereotypes have to come from somewhere, don't they?
They do. And
we fit every stereotype too.
And stereotypes come from truth every time.
Yeah.
It's like Dave Chappelle says, it's not his fault he loves watermelon and fried chicken. It's delicious. It's not because he's black. It's because it's delicious. Anyways, back to your comic.
At the same time?
Yes, at the same time. Fried watermelon chicken. Kaylee, you said you had a question for her?
No, I was going to... We were talking about guinea pigs when the lovely song was playing. And I was going to say that people's animals sometimes are just like their kids. So we are now comparing our kids to guinea pigs.
A couple years ago, we actually had guinea pigs. and it was a nightmare. I hated them. They shit all over everything because those things poop like 1,000 times a day. I mean, realistically, it's like 180 to 200 times a day, but it's a lot. They poop a lot, and they poop these little like turd rocket things, and it's so gross. And they pee on everything, and they're not cute, and they bite, and they're just, I mean, they're cute, but they're not cute. They're not worth it. We got rid of them.
It's not a bad comparison, though.
They are my babies.
See, with, like, well, I just had this conversation at work, too, with people that have animals that are really close to them. They really do treat them like they're babies and they're kids. And then they have kids, and the poor animals go right out the window.
Literally, they throw their ass out the window. Sad.
Whatever.
It's the American way. You get a kid, you kill the animal. You gotta feed the kid somehow. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, we would never, ever do that.
I love animals. I love dogs and cats and fishes named Jackson who die on us.
Oh, poor Jackson. We had this betta fish, a Japanese fighting fish, again with the stereotypical little...
We're not Japanese.
I know, but...
All Americans have Japanese fish, do they?
Yes.
Not all of them, just the cool ones.
Yeah.
We had a Japanese fighting fish, and you know... we had him for a long time, and our kids named him Jackson from Hannah, Montana. I don't know if you know what any of this is. And, well, yeah, I guess she's pretty popular. And so they did really good with her. He was really good, responsible. All the kids wanted to feed him. And then we moved in with some family for a couple months, and he didn't get his taken care of as well. And then we moved to our current house, and he lasted about 4 days, and then he died.
I don't know if that chain of events is true, because I don't remember moving out of Kim's house and keep doing the podcast. You know what? I guess this was at the Nether, what we called it, the Miss Ellis house, Miss Ellis Loop, because it was on Miss Ellis Loop after living with Kim. So I guess she was right. But I had thought that we had taught the podcast living with my sister, but no, apparently we carried over a little bit there. So, oh well, I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, fish don't last very long, really.
No, but we like really tried, and then we really stopped trying. But I think we kind of prepared them because we're like, oh, is Jackson dead yet? And then we'd go, nope, yay! And then we went, oh, is Jackson dead? Shit.
Is this time he really is?
Oh, no.
Yeah, hey, that was unfortunate.
I don't think any of the other kids even realized he was gone.
Well, my guinea pigs live in the lap of luxury. I got to, they have two hammocks in their cages that they love to sleep in, and they're in them now. And a little house and a little tunnel and lots of food and hay, everything a little guinea pig could dream of.
I never had any kind of guinea pig or any kind of animal like that. I always just had dogs as a kid. Big fluffy dogs.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm looking at your comic right now. I'm looking at your very first page.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I'm looking at it because you have been mentioning, you mentioned to me earlier that it's the first birthday of your comic today.
It is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I didn't know you meant literally the 1 year anniversary today.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And that's pretty cool. So happy birthday to your comic.
Looking at the website, that means that we recorded this episode on January 9th of 2010, and Epic Fail is now a good 11 years old, so happy 11th birthday that we missed a month and a half ago from recording this, but who knows when this is going to actually air, because I'm doing this in February of 2020, so this will probably air sometimes in March or April of 2020. But again, happy 11th birthday to Epic Fail, Amy, good job.
Thank you.
It is also my
happy, happy birthday on this your special day. Happy, happy birthday to Comic of Epic Fail.
That was beautiful.
Yes. That serenaded. It's also my friend Rob's birthday today, too, so happy birthday to him.
Rob's a guy I used to work with. I used to give rides to work every day, too, and he was kind of a real big douchebag with his kids and drank way too much. And by saying douchebag with his kids, meaning he had a couple of kids that he had to pay child support on. He always tried to find ways to not have to pay child support because... You know, he is a good guy like that. So whatever, fuck you, Rob.
But anyways, more to the comic. It's cool. I thought you meant like it's your birthday month. You know, like January was the month you started.
No, it's actually the day.
That's pretty awesome. Now I'm even more honored that you decided to come on tonight.
Awesome! I'm glad I made it
tonight for us. Tomorrow or morning for you, I guess.
So does that really count? Because we're on two different days right now. So yeah, is it the 8th or was it the 9th?
You're still on Thursday, but
It's the 9th for her. So
yeah.
Wait, we're on Friday. Are you on Saturday?
I'm on Saturday, yes.
Yes, we're on Friday.
So you.
So I'm in the future.
Ooh.
We're traveling into the future.
I think we've had this conversation before, too.
It's everyone from...
Anybody that's ahead of us. We're like, you're in the future.
Well, since we're like, at parallel 120 on the meridian 120, we're kind of pretty far away from,
everybody.
The international datelines or Greenwich Mean Time. So we're almost, you can't really get much further out than us unless you go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's about as far as you can get.
The only place that... Well, wouldn't Japan be behind us, or would they be ahead of us?
Japan's on the other side of the line.
I find time zones so confusing.
They are, especially if you go through the Pacific, international dateline in the Pacific, it's not straight. It curves around islands.
I'm so glad you told me what time it was going to be here, because I was way out. So badly out.
Yeah, I figured I might as well let you know the exact time. We've got coming up soon. We've got Arn from Union of Heroes from Germany coming on.
And oh, wonderful!
So I had to figure out.
He's my arch nemesis.
Your arch nemesis?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll have to let him know that you talked about him.
He defeated me soundly in the webcomic war.
Well, he did bust his butt on that thing, and you did too.
Yeah, and I only had like 3 pages or something when that was on.
We were still pretty new.
Is that when you got beat horribly in a contest?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I always get beat in contests because there's any kind of contest, I'll join it for my comics. I like join it and I'll do like the first round, but then I just like I don't give a shit anymore.
Oh wait, you were in that?
Oh yeah, I was nowhere. I made it.
Yeah, you got beat really early.
I made it to round two. All right.
Wow.
How many rounds were there?
I don't know.
I didn't kill you, did I?
Probably. Well, I'm just gonna, if you didn't, I'm gonna blame you anyways.
All right, so I tried to look it up and see what webcomic war was. I remember it, but like who won or when I was knocked out. I was knocked out early, like I said, probably first or second round. I was trying to see who beat me out back then. I have no idea. I never really paid attention to the contest. I would, like I said, I would join them and then I would be like, whatever. But it's always fun. But I did find out that I'm on Wikipedia doing this search. So that's kind of cool.
I killed a lot of people.
Yes.
Maybe you don't have so much.
Except for Union of Heroes. You didn't kill them.
No, and I was trying so very, very hard.
But then it was the Germans,
Yes.
See, all I want to do is make a World War II joke.
They had to have vengeance. Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're just getting back for World War II, fail.
I'm going to get my comic translated into German. I've had the first 4 pages translated for me already. I just need to change my website.
Nice.
Yeah. Because one of the players in my roleplay game is German, so it's really easy for her.
Nice. So I'm looking at the international dateline right now. I told you it was like all funny looking in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
It goes through the Marshall Islands in the ocean and the island of Samoa and the Line Islands and all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't go straight. It like goes around some islands. So like there's islands right next to each other who are in different time zones. Like islands that are almost touching in different time zones. That makes no sense. Who the hell
wouldn't it be weirder if it sort of cut through the island though? So half of it is in one time.
Why not? That happens here in America. I mean you got half of states in one time zone and half states in another time zone.
Oh, but it would be funnier if the line just moved all the way around America and avoided this enormous piece of land.
Like Hawaii, what is it? Hawaii's 10. I'm getting too far into this.
So powerful, you have altered time itself.
That's right. I altered time with the pause button. Let's see here. Do you have any questions, Kaylee, while I'm looking up this?
Nothing like getting completely derailed from an interview looking at international datelines and where time shifts around the world and trying to get my wife, who's half asleep at this point, to ask questions for a comic book she never read. So, yeah, go me.
The Webcomic Planet Collective Comic Jam?
Yeah.
What is this?
Could you have read that more confusingly, Kaylee?
Well, because I have no idea what it is, but then I got excited because it was a jam.
Yeah, it's a comic jam. So you know when you're a musician and you go and jam with other musicians and you go and play with them together? It's that, but comics.
That's funny. So it's kind of like how one of John's creative buddies is coming over tomorrow. So they're going to hook up our widescreen or big screen TVs to the computer so they can draw and do all these great things with the with our TVs.
I remember this. This is one of the first times, or the first time, John Anderson came over to my house. We hung out and worked on some Z2C stuff for the White SoCon doing the zombie line. And it was awesome. And we did. We hooked up our big screen TV downstairs to the computer so we can kind of see things on the big screen. Back then, that was such a cool thing to do. Now it's like they're everywhere. But this is, 11 years ago. But yeah, that was a cool day.
Yeah. So it's going to be like a sort of chat show with sort of really, really bad characters in it. Like, for some reason, they've just failed in being good comic characters, and they're on this reality TV show to become stars.
Yeah, I think I'm still a part of that. I don't know. I was assigned a character to create, and I did, but I haven't checked back, so I don't know if I'm still a part of it or not.
Well, because
I used to be really bad about joining these things, and then like starting something, being all into it, and then just forgetting about it and never finishing out. And that was probably why some people had issues with me working on things, because I just wouldn't finish it unless it was directly related to what I was working on or what I was doing. A little self-centered there. Oh, well.
Webcomic Planet Collective had like teething trouble and all that. It's kind of gone on hold for a little while, but I'm hoping, by mentioning it, it'll like give a bit of a kick up the arse and get it started again.
Yeah, it was fun. I do that. I did my character. For some reason, they assigned me a character, and I wanted to smack whoever assigned me that character, because they assigned me the character of basically Rain Somers from Least I Could Do. That was basically the character I had to design and draw. And
so that's like a bad character then, yeah.
Well, it's only bad because I have a history with that comic.
Yeah.
I have history with that comic and with Ryan Somers, the main guy. The actual art writer. And it's like, I used to be his artist a long, 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 long time ago. It was one of the first ones.
For the record, there's no bad blood there. There never was. There was nothing like bad happened. I was drawing the comic. I did a couple of strips before it launched back in 2002, end of 2002 for Ryan Somer. And I just dry dropped off. I quit. I was like, no, I don't want to do this. And then I left. And then it's just funny because it keeps getting brought up, or it kept getting brought up back then. And it was probably on purpose that happened.
So I was like, wow, you jerk, you put me as the artist for that. It made me laugh.
Well, I went and put forth ideas for loads of different characters, and then I was thinking, hey, they should scramble these up and give me someone else's, but no, they gave me one that I made.
Aww.
And it was a superhero character, and I don't even do superheroes.
Well, now you do.
Yeah.
Now you don't have a choice, so hey, I like that.
Well, it's good because it makes you sort of draw things that you wouldn't normally draw, and it's good practice.
This is good. Who's writing it, do you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because I know there was talk of writers on it. I don't remember who was picked for writers. Jay Gray. Writer. That's who it was. It was T3. He's the one who nominated draw that character, I believe. Mm-hmm. I should smack him.
Yeah, they should.
So, next topic to ask questions about. Not really a topic, just a question. I noticed on your page, you're selling a book now.
Yay!
Yay! Yes,
I don't actually have the book yet. It's in pre-orders. So,
it's in production.
When I have the money to print it, then it will be a physical object.
Nice. Is it a full-size comic or...?
It's a 32-page full-color comic book, and it's going to be awesome with, like, extra colors and stuff. And if you pre-order, I'll, like, sign it for you and do you a free sketch.
Sweet.
Say thank you.
Is the sketch on a sketch card or is it in the book?
Oh, it'd be on a sketch card, yeah.
That's nice. The sketch cards are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I said in the beginning that all the breathing, heavy breathing was Kaylee, but now that I listen to it, I think it was Amy on this episode. So Amy kept breathing into the mic, her nose breathing out, and causing all those fluffs there. Again, I'm trying to edit all them out, but there's just so many.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to get it done by March because I'm going to be exhibiting at my first con then.
Oh, yeah, which con?
The UK Web and Mini Comics thing in London on...
Is it really a mini comics thing?
Yeah, it is totally a mini comics thing. Lots of people do like photo comics and photocopy comics and that sort of thing, you know. Nice. So there's got really small ones that you can pick up for like 50p and stuff like that.
Nice. I like how you use 50p and nobody knows going to know what that means.
No idea.
Really, really cheap.
P means pence?
Yes.
So 50p would be like...
Mm-hmm. So half a pound. Half,
yeah, it's like it's equivalent to like our 50 cents. It should be like 75 cents or something like that.
Yeah.
Because yeah, your book's going to be £4, it looks like, which is... For people who are Americans, that's $6.41 in American.
Yeah.
You looked it up, didn't you? Cheater.
I did. No, I couldn't remember the conversion rate. Because the last conversion rate I heard was $1.41 or something like that. I didn't know if that was still right.
Well, I thought I have a lot of readers in America, so I figured I ought to tell them what it was in dollars.
Yes. No, just say pounds. And just make them... For £4 of what? What do you want £4 of?
Hmm. Yeah. That would be a heavy comic. Wow.
£4 crap. I don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to ship that.
No.
Do you have anything else fun planned on the horizon of your comic coming up this next year?
Look, Amy's great, and I gotta say this out loud. This is an awkward interview, and I think it's mostly because we were tired and we didn't quite know what to ask, what to say on this. Because as always, we did like no prepping. I mean, I've been talking to Amy for a long time about her comic and here and there about stuff, but. We were not prepared to actually ask questions on this show, and I guess we were, I don't know, it came out, this feels kind of awkward for me, listening to it. Does it for you? If it does, let me know, or not. I don't really care, but I just wanted to say all these words to fill time. Goodbye.
No.
No? But you're going to keep doing
it. Just keep doing it. Actually draw into the page.
Do you plan your comics out, or do you just do them?
Well, I kind of just do them sort of page by page, but I have the plot in my head.
The plot in your head, so you don't write it out at all? Just
No.
Wow, that's nice.
Nothing like pre-planning ahead, you know?
Yeah. So sometimes that's why it kind of goes off on tangents and... doesn't actually get on with the plot and stuff, because I'll have a random idea and think, oh, that's really funny, and then that'll end up being the story for 10 pages or something.
Well, a 10-page sidestep of the story in your comic is pretty big, since you only have 34 pages.
Yeah, I know.
that's a third of the story sidestepped right there.
Well, I never consider these things in advance. I just kind of do them.
How do you do your art? Do you do it all on the computer?
No, I draw it out by hand and ink it by hand, and then I scan it in and do the colour on the computer and all the speech balloons and text and that on the computer. In Photoshop.
Photoshop is wonderful. Mm-hmm. One thing I like about your comics, I'm flipping through right now and I've noticed it earlier, so I like the fact that you do full backgrounds.
Yeah.
Like,
They're pretty, and I would feel really lazy not doing backgrounds.
Hey, now, some of my comics don't have backgrounds.
Oh, you're lazy.
Yes, he is.
This is true.
I don't like drawing buildings and that sort of thing, but...
No, but I'm looking at page 33 right now of your comic, and the first panel, I like that first panel a lot, especially that street lamp in the front.
So what I was going to say here was that this is me just kind of going through and picking something off the website to talk about, because I wasn't quite paying attention to what I was supposed to be doing. Kind of like that, just that when I was playing guitar and not actually listening.
Attention. I like that too. And the it being background. A medieval street, the buildings don't have to be straight or anything. I can be all wobbly.
Exactly, and it works great. I like it. I think if your comic was just, you know, missing backgrounds, it would lose appeal, in my opinion.
Oh, well, I better keep doing them then.
Yes, do them and do them better.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the whole idea, really. It's doing art on a regular basis just makes it improve a lot, and I think it has improved even over this past year. I can draw men a lot better.
That Halloween special?
At all. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That's really good.
Well, thank you.
The legs look really nice.
Yeah.
Although I'm going to have to say her left bosom is bigger than her right bosom.
Her boobs are just off altogether. I've received a lot of bashing over that.
Oh, nobody should bash over bad boobs.
Tell them stop looking at the boobs and look at the legs. The legs are very nice.
Yeah. Look at the legs. Look at the legs.
Look at the pumpkins. You're really good at the shading.
Thank you. I should do more of it, because you might have noticed I haven't had time for doing it in more recent ones.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Yeah, I have to backtrack and do them.
Yeah, like looking at the one right before the Halloween, it's like so different. In fact, that one doesn't have backgrounds. It has blue pages.
Yeah. Well, that's how it all looks before the shading goes on. A lot gets done with the shading. That's why it takes ages.
Yeah, I've done artwork that involves heavy Photoshop shading, and it's a pain in the ass, what it is.
It is a pain in the ass. I don't like. Actually, I do like now. You know what? Now I like doing it because I like taking the iPad or the iPad Pro and doing coloring on that because it's a lot of fun. And back then I was doing it all with the mouse because I was a big dumbass and I had a tablet, but I didn't like looking at the tablet, looking at the screen to try and figure things out. I just wanted to look at the tablet because the tablet. When I say tablet back then, I mean like a tablet that was like something you drew on your computer desk that linked to your monitor. Not a tablet like that had a screen you actually drew directly onto like I have now. So, I don't know. Now it's cool. Then it sucked.
But I'm hoping I'll get faster at it as I do it more. But actually, so far, it takes me longer and longer each time because I've become more of a perfectionist and I want to add things in and that.
Now, do you do it with a tablet?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
No, so no mouse for you. You got a tablet. What kind of tablet do you have?
I have a Intuos tablet. At the moment I'm using an Intuos 2, but I'm going to be downgrading to an Intuos 1 because I'm only borrowing this one.
Nice.
I've been borrowing it for 2.5 years and it's time to give it back.
I have an amazing bamboo that I don't use.
Oh, is it big? How big is it?
Oh, it's small. One of the small ones.
This lovely tablet, what I have is A3, A2, yeah. So it's big and that's nice.
Didn't you steal your dad's tablet for like 3 years?
My dad had an Intuos 2 that I had, a 9x12 Intuos 2 that I had for a while and I was using. And then he's like, I want that back. And I give it back to him and he's still in the box. I gave it back to him. That was like a year and a half ago.
Joke's on you, Dad. It's mine now. Oh, wait, you passed away. That's not funny, John. What are you doing? That's dark humor. That's not for you.
Oh, you kept the box. No, wasn't that.
Yeah, he kept the box on it. But no, I don't use tablets. But
my listening to this and going, what have you done to my tablet?
Yeah. it's in his office, and if he ever wants it, he can get it. He just doesn't use it, and he wanted it back for some reason, but never doesn't use it. So.
Actually, he used it for a mouse pad. It was in a box for a while, but then he plugged it back in and he used it as a mouse pad because he had the Intuos 2 with the pen and a mouse. He would use it for drawing or writing sometimes, but mostly it was just he liked the mouse it came with and he used the tablet portion as the mouse pad because it tracked better. I don't know. There you go.
So whatever. I don't know. I started using tablets and then I had a job where I could work on comics at work, but I couldn't bring my tablet in. So I taught myself how to use a mouse for everything. And now I can't. I do. If you look at my comic, all the Illustrator lines I do, all the good artwork that I do, and everything, it's all done in Illustrator. Illustrator with a mouse. None of it ever touches a tablet. Because I don't ever bring my tablet out because it feels awkward now.
But I can't draw on a tablet. You know, if I try to do my line work on a tablet, it just looks so bad.
Yeah, I do pencil. I do pencils on paper, and I scan them in, and then I just go over them in Illustrator.
But I want a Cintiq. Oh, yes. I want a Cintiq.
Yes, we had a Yeah, Jeff Schutze from Jeffbot on the show a while ago, and he's got one, and he was ranting and raving about how awesome it was.
Because the thing is, I could draw on that like a piece of paper, so...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like a mini computer.
Mm-hmm. And it would look better.
It would. And you could be awesome, like, you know what, motherfuckers? I got a Cintiq, and you don't, so there.
Oh.
That's what I'd say.
It's so sad. Maybe one day my readers will buy me one.
Don't count on it.
No, I'm not counting on it.
A nice, John, way to say you're a failure.
Well, I am a failure, you know?
Hey, no. If she is a failure, she's an epic fail.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I can't do it in 6 years...
it stops me from getting ahead of myself, that title.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm an epic fail. Oh, yep, that's right. All right, cool. Just tone it down.
I mean... People give me a bad review and I just say, yeah, what did you expect?
It's called Epic Fail for a reason.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably take a break here for a minute.
Okay.
Because we're getting too long. I like to keep the recordings under half an hour per thing, so.
That's because I found back in the day, the way I was recording them, if you did more than half an hour, actually if you did more than like 45 minutes to an hour, it usually would crash and you lose your files, so we would do it in half an hour increments. That way we could keep our files and not lose everything.
What song do you want to play next?
One by Dave Letts. I used to write songs.
I'm like a rat in a wheel. I'm like a fox on the run. The hound's on my tail. But I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going, so don't get me wrong. When I was young, I used to write songs. I'm up in the morning, and I cannot find my shoes. It's cold and it's raining, I got the February blues. I'm out of the door, I'll be home before long. When I was young, I used to write songs. Down the road, healthy and strong, with the wind at my back, I'll be home soon. The blue horizon and the sparkling sea, mudslides got nothing on. Like a bird on a wire, I'm like a ferret in a sack. I'm like a hypnotized mongoose lying on his back. But I'm out of the tunnel into the sun. I used to write songs when I was young. Like a rabbit in the headlights, I'm like a hound dog on the run. I'm like a hypnotized mongoose lying in the sun. But I'm out of the tunnel, healthy and strong. When I was young, I used to write songs. young, I used to write songs.
That was great. I really enjoyed that song. I enjoyed it the first time I heard it and way back in 2010, and I enjoy it now. It's just a solid, good acoustic song. Now, I didn't think I was going to do this, but I'm going to break this episode up into two parts. So you'll have Amy Lett's Epic Fail Part 1 and Part 2, because we are sitting at over 50 minutes already on this episode. And I looked at the other files from the original episode of this back from, you know, when we first posted it, and there's still another 45, 50 minutes to go. So two parts you get. So anyways, I want to thank Amy for being on the show. I want to thank you, listener, for listening to me talk over on the re-up and being a dork and having fun with it. And thanks for Kaylee for sticking around for the whole show. And, you know, here's to the next re-up. We've got, you know, this is 24. There's only, after I finish this second part, there's only like four left of the re-ups to do. Then we're all cut up. So what am I going to do then? Have to make new content? Oh, man, I don't know. You know what? Hit those drums.
Hey everyone, Joshua here. Don't forget that you can hear this podcast on all podcatchers. Just search for Haphazard Adventures. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with the handle HapHadPod. That's HapHadPod. Be sure to check out John's art and comics at y2cl.net. For more great podcasts and content, visit scpod.net. That is scpod.net. If you want to support what we do here, head over to patreon.com/y2cl and kick in a dollar or so donation to keep the lights on. As always, I'm Joshua coming to you from the Big Wang Little Thang Gang from a very small pair of underwear, and this was Haphazard Adventures.